CD International presentation.
ACD International presents Patrick Johnson in Gun for Henry. Produced by Brian Williams.
Hello, Chief.
What? Henry! You've been missing for months! We thought you were kidnapped by enemy agents! Where have you been?
Oh, Chief! I've been somewhere, you know? Somewhere planning your murder. You know, see, Chief, I've always been wanting to murder you.
What do you mean, Henry? You're one of our agents, not one of theirs.
Well, Chief, it seems that I have a little gun here, and that I'm going to use it. Do you mind?
Of course I mind! What is this, some sort of joke, Henry?
It's no joke, Chief. No joke at all! No joke!
No, Henry! Put that gun down! Put it down, Henry!
Yes, Chief. I think you're going to have to die.
The chief is fired. Henry loses his job.
ACD International presents This Could Drive You Crazy. Executive producer Patrick Johnson. Produced by Walt Smith. Created by Christian Daugherty. Directed by Howard J. Sullivan.
Put that gun down! Don't shoot me, Henry! The emergency. Joe! Send the security in here! It's Sir Ali!
It won't work!
Who are you?
Well, I'm Joe!
Joe, what are you doing?
I'm one of their men!
No!
Henry, I command you!
So that's it, you brainwashed him!
Chief, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to kill you. Goodbye, Chief.
Don't call security.
Don't call security. They won't come. They won't come, you know.
My office, quickly, it's Sir Ali.
Let me go. Let me go.
No escape, Henry.
No.
It's our black dog.
Please. No. No, I must get out of here. I must.
He's gone away now, and I must fly also. Be seeing you, Chief. Be seeing you.
Chief? Chief?
Oh. Henry got away. Set on an... Oh, he winged me in the arm. At the last minute, he swerved his shot.
Well, how can we find him?
Bring him in. Bring Sir Ali in, dead or alive. Apparently, he's either defected or been brainwashed. Scratch that dead. I want him alive.
Right, Chief. I'll get on right away.
And take Holmes and Hedge with you.
Right, Chief. And where do you think we can find him?
Try the Claus Mansion, where the party was the other night.
The Claus Mansion, of course! there right away.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, my name is Henry Cirelli, and I'd like to see, you know who, number one.
I'm sorry, but I think that can be arranged.
Yes, please, number one.
Come right this way. Right this way, please.
Number one? Is that you? I can't see you. Number one. Number one!
Yes, this is number one. How are you, Mr. Cirelli? Did you complete your job?
No, I didn't.
Why not? Why not, Mr. Cirelli? We're not conducting a one-man show here, you know.
I know that, number one.
Do you, Henry?
Yes, I do. What's my next excitement?
Your next assignment is to, continue trying to kill the chief. I've invited him up for a second party. And if you can't kill the chief, Henry, I'd like you to go to a little missile base near here. The missile base is owned by the British Empire. I want you to destroy it. Those are your two missions.
Well, I can't kill the chief right away, but I must complete my second assignment. Destroy the missile base. I am programmed to do such. I have to do it. Could you help me?
Oh, yes. What is it, sir?
I hear you do things for a living, like blow up things.
Yes, sir.
Could you help me on this assignment?
Certainly, sir.
I have to sneak into this missile base. Will you please help me?
Certainly, sir. Certainly.
Here's a guard coming. Quick!
What is it? Hey, get it! Sound the alarm! Sound the alarm! Sound the alarm!
Sound the alarm! Sound the alarm!
What's happening?
Destroy the missile! I can't try it! Set the bomb quick, you damn fool!
I am setting
the
orbit, don't worry!
I've blown up the base! I've done it, number one! I've done it! I've done it! I've done it! I've done it! I've done it!
assembled together here to celebrate the funeral of Henry Sorella, secretary to the Torp Spy. Henry was an airman, and now we have a speech from each of the friends of Henry Sorella. First, the dear chief.
Henry was a very great man, and I'm sorry to see that he was brainwashed in the end. It's very, very tragic that he died destroying one of his own plants.
Yes, there was something wrong with Henry. We all know that, especially when he blew up one of his own missile bases. Poor Henry. Poor Henry. When will he ever come back?
But I am back.
You see, I am back. I blew up my own missile base, but I was programmed under these two gentlemen here, and don't let them leave. He's running towards the door, as you all can see. Yes, gentlemen, I'm not dead. I escaped when the planet blew up down a water tunnel and went out into the ocean. I'm not dead, gentlemen. And I hope...
How do you break free of the brainwashing?
The explosion, the jolt of it, knocked me back to my senses. Oh, how I feel so sorry for myself, having shot the chief. By the way, are you all right?
Yes, I'm quite fine, Henry.
Quite fine. You dirty idiot. I hope you never live. Never live again for what you've done, for what I've done. And I hope the constable will forgive me for blowing up the British plant. I really didn't mean it, you know. I was under,
yes,
programming.
I think he'll understand.
He better understand.
No, I don't think he'll like you threatening him, Henry.
Thank you. Now, Chief, let us go, for I'd like a cup of tea before I go back. You know where. Cup of tea, Chief?
Certainly, Henry. See here, Henry. Look what just came in the mail.
Why, it looks like an old ancient lamp.
Yes, and like the one Aladdin had. Perhaps if I rubbed it, we'd get a genie.
Oh, Chief, really? I don't believe you. Rubbing a lamp? Now, what do you expect?
Henry, nothing.
What do you think you'll get, a genie?
Well...
May I help you? I'm the genie from the lamp.
Why, I don't believe it. Produced by Brian Williams. Taped under the authorization of the British Parliament. Dr. Johnson as Henry Sorella. Bob Soda as the chief. James Hilton as the dead man. Copyright 1971 by ACD International and Patrick Johnson Productions.
International presentation.